sugar and spice.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Eggland's Best.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We're hearing from the family of one of Jeffrey Epstein's accusers for the first time since the sex offender's co-conspirator, Ghislaine Maxwell, offered to testify before Congress in exchange for clemency.
Virginia Giuffre, one of the most vocal victims of Epstein and Maxwell, took her own life in April. Her sister-in-law, Amanda Roberts, tells CBS Mornings Ghislaine Maxwell was a monster who took part in the abuse, and she should not have been moved to a minimum security prison camp while she appeals her conviction.
It is a slap in the face, the idea that she could potentially get a pardon.
Sky Roberts says they will continue to fight for justice for his sister.
She was a powerful voice in the survivor community. She allowed survivors to have a platform.
Michael Wallace, CBS News.
CBS News has learned more about top Justice Department lawyer Todd Blanche's interview with Jeffrey Epstein's co-conspirator, correspondent Ed O'Keefe at the White House.
According to a source familiar with the exchange, she told the number two at the Justice Department that Trump, once a friend of the late child sex offender Jeffrey Epstein, did nothing in her presence that would implicate him. That revelation comes as sources say top administration officials are discussing whether to make public some of the transcript or recording of what Maxwell told Blanche.
U.S. Envoy Steve Witkoff met with Vladimir Putin in Moscow today ahead of President Trump's Friday deadline for a ceasefire agreement with Ukraine. The BBC's Steve Rosenberg.
Russian state TV showed just a few seconds from the start of the meeting. A smiling President Putin walks up to and greets Mr. Witkoff, and the two men shake hands.
President Trump has warned Russia he'll impose very stiff tariffs if Moscow doesn't end the war within days. Firefighters in Southern California have rescued a woman who was trapped in a chimney at a recreation building at a park in L.A. CBS News LA's Desmond Shaw watched from the KCAL chopper.
The woman was inside of this impossibly small chimney right now. She is very lucky to be okay when Urban Search and Rescue from LA City Fire was able to extract that woman. They had to basically kind of yank her out. She looked like she was in a little bit of pain, and then they strapped her to a gurney and lowered her down to the ground, and they just put her in the back of an ambulance.
A five-week-old baby girl's been hospitalized after she contracted an extremely rare virus when she was bitten by a tick during a walk with her mom on Martha's Vineyard. Dr. Shira Duran at Tufts Medical Center in Boston.
It is not common for babies who don't walk to get tick-borne illnesses in general. This was really an unfortunate situation, obviously.
There is no treatment for powassan, which can cause brain inflammation or meningitis. Dow's up 45 in early trading. This is CBS News.
Nothing makes a gathering great like Eggland's Best eggs. They're just so delicious, with better nutrition, too. For us, it's eggs any style, as long as they're the best. Eggland's Best.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update.
An air quality advisory due to Canadian wildfire smoke remains in effect through noon. Conditions are expected to improve later this afternoon. Officials say they currently don't plan to extend the advisory further. Sturdivant's police department has about a dozen full-time officers, but a proposal to disband it could leave the village without any local officers. Village officials are talking about budget savings. The police union worries that it'll reduce street presence and community ties. Union leaders will discuss the issue on the Don Rosen Show tomorrow morning. Kenosha County Executive Samantha Kirkman is praising the state's record offer of up to $100 million in tax credits to Eli Lilly for their $4 billion investment. She says she sees the deal as a boost for Kenosha County and Wisconsin's growing reputation as a tech hub. Family has identified the 15-year-old girl who drowned last week in Lake Michigan. She was Shailani Williams, a wrestler and a soon-to-be sophomore at Horlick. First responders found her Thursday night at Kerry Hogle Park. Her family has started a GoFundMe for funeral costs. Starting today, drivers in northern Racine County face a week-long road closure on 31 between Johnson Avenue and 4 Mile. They're doing sewer work. The closure will last through next week with a detour directing traffic along 38 and G. And Racine's Common Council meeting was moved to tonight due to National Night Out last night. The agenda includes Woodman's request for a liquor license and talk about a lease for a zoo expansion featuring an education center. You can check that agenda at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Another Brewers victory. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers wrapping up their series with the Braves in Atlanta. Milwaukee winning again last night, 7-2. Manager Pat Murphy says now the games get tougher.
Yeah, this is a game that easily, you know, when the other team leaves 14 on base and only scores two runs, they certainly didn't get the big hit. So we were fortunate. We got to look at that as, oof, you know, we're fortunate to take advantage of some walks, but that's who we are.
NFL, the Packers signed Nate Hobbs to a four-year contract worth over $48 million, but he's not going to be in any preseason games. The defensive back says he needed surgery on his right knee after colliding with a teammate in practice last week.
I think it was Thursday's practice. It was a play. It was a collision. It was like slight little minor bump. I felt like I always, you know, something I always get. Somebody ran into me. But it turned out to be something deeper than that. So.
That's Packers defensive back Nate Hobbs. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
The weather is brought to you by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at 888-999-6644. Summer means kickstands up, and the Hog Lawyer reminds you that it's not only important to get your motorcycle ready for the warm road ahead, it's equally important that you are properly insured. So call the lawyer who rides, the Hog Lawyer, at 888-999-6644. That's 888-999-6644 for a free, no-obligation review of your current policy. Better safe than sorry, and with over 50 years of road-tested experience, the Hog Lawyer knows his stuff. Visit him online today at hoglawyer.com.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Sunshine today, a high near 81 degrees. Southeast winds at 5 to 10. Partly cloudy, a low of 69 tonight. On Thursday, mostly sunny, mid-80s. Upper 80s with sunshine for Friday, and the sun continues on Saturday. We will brush 90. Right now, it's 74.
Heaven sent. Friday night arrives without a local news, timeless hits, WRJN. And Dan Marcus, hearing it through the grapevine, Marvin Gaye. The 1968 version of social media, spreading gossip the old-fashioned way, one ear at a time.
Park to pristine North Beach, local news and timeless hits.
WRJN. We'll all be planning out a route. We're gonna take real soon.
local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN. The Brewers, one of the winningest teams in the entire Major League Baseball realm, and they're playing again tonight, taking on the Braves in Game 3. You can hear that game here on WRJN. It's sponsored by Studebaker's Fuel and Food, Ferraro's Pizza, Easy Mobility Solutions, Main Street Bakery, Lee's Deli, and the Lanes on 20. Hear it here tonight, starting at 5:40 with the pregame on WRJN.
Today's big deal of the day. Lee's Deli, voted best ever seen year after year. Bite into bold subs like the Godfather, the Hen House, or today's mouthwatering special, the Reuben and Fries. It's not just lunch. It's a meal fit for a king, made with premium fresh ingredients that hit the spot every time. Go to WRJN.com right now. Click the big deals banner and purchase $20 Lee's Deli gift cards for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Adventure starts with a sip at Esperanza Coffee Collective, located at the branch in Uptown Racine. Stop by to receive your Esperanza Coffee punch card and explore the local shop's menu of coffee, teas, and agua frescas, and get a free drink after your 10th punch. Drink local, support community, and fuel your day with bold brews and good vibes. Esperanza Coffee Collective, your first stop to flavor and adventure. Come pick up your punch card today at 1501 Washington Avenue in Uptown Racine. Flavor and fun is waiting for you.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
There's still plenty of warm weather on the way, so make sure that you keep it cool all summer long and phone Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine to take advantage of their incredible $59 air conditioning tune and clean special. That's right. For just $59, the professionals at Building Waters will make sure that your AC unit is in perfect shape all season long. They're your one-stop shop, so give them a call today at 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
We've had a blast meeting so many of you at events around Racine this summer. And we're looking forward to connecting even more as the summer and fall roll on. From downtown Racine events to events in parks, along the lakeshore, and in neighborhoods, WRJN is there to be part of what makes you happy. We're looking forward to seeing you again. Life too.
take my whole life too, for I can't help falling in love with you, for I can't help falling in love with you.
Timeless hits, WRJN, with the song that launched the career of Tony Orlando and Dawn, Candida.
The stars won't come out if they know that you're about, 'cause they couldn't match the glow of your eyes. And oh, who am I? Just an ordinary guy, trying hard to win me first prize. Whoa,
Candida, we could make it together. The further from here, girl, the better.
Where the air is fresh and clean. So in my dreams, the future is bright. The gypsy told me so last night. Said she saw our children playing in the sunshine. And there was you and I in a house, baby, no lie. And oh, yours and they were mine. Oh, my
Candida, we could make it together. The further from here, girl, the better.
Where the air is fresh and clean.
Candida, just take my hand and I'll lead you. I promise life will be sweeter.
And it says so in my dream. And oh, who am I? Just an ordinary guy. You know I'm trying hard to win me first prize.
Oh, my Candida, we could make it together. The further from here, girl, the better.
Where the air is fresh and clean.
Tenderness like grief falls in your fingertips. You're trying hard not to show it, but baby, baby, I know it. You lost that love and feeling. Oh, that love and feeling. Now it's gone, gone, gone. Whoa.
just feel like crying. Cause baby, something beautiful got in. You lost that love and feeling. Oh, that love and feeling. You lost that love and feeling. Now it's gone, gone, gone. Oh, oh, oh. Baby, baby, I'd get down on my knees for you. If you would only love me like you used to do, yeah. We had a love, a love, a love you don't find every day.
Brothers, WRJN keeping you informed from the WRJN Radio Park newsroom. Here's an update from Stuart J. Wallace.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. An air quality advisory remains in effect until noon as smoke from Canadian wildfires continues to hang over the area. The good news, conditions should start to clear up by this afternoon, and officials don't expect the advisory to be extended. For now, that means the worst of the smoke should be behind us. There's about 7,000 people in Sturtevant with 15 police officers. Like many other communities in the state and the country, that village is aiming to save millions by doing away with the department. The move faces pushback from the local police union, who says it'll mean fewer officers on the street and slower response times. Critics question the timing of a village board meeting last night taking place during National Night Out events attended by the police. A decision is still pending. Police union leaders will discuss the issue on the Don Rosen Show tomorrow morning. Free computers for area kids. Racine County, in partnership with Microsoft, is launching a program called Connecting Racine County. It's an effort that'll give away 750 free laptops. The initiative will kick off at the 2025 Summer Youth Employment Program graduation, where each graduate will get a laptop and a free year of tech support. County Executive Ralph Malicki says the partnership helps build bridges to opportunities across all ages, focusing on education, work, and personal growth. After a fight ended in gunfire outside of a Racine bar, a 27-year-old Mount Pleasant man is facing charges. Matthew Steinhoff has been charged with attempted homicide and other offenses. Police say Steinhoff shot a man he'd been feuding with for years and endangered others nearby. Officers found shell casings at the scene, and witnesses say Steinhoff opened fire after a fight. He's now locked up and, if found guilty, could spend decades in prison. Racine's Common Council is meeting tonight instead of last night because of National Night Out. The agenda for this evening includes discussion about Woodman's asking to go beyond the city's alcohol license limit for their permit. There'll also be talk about a lease for a zoo expansion that includes an education center and a vet hospital. During public comment, you may see some members of the Racine Local Firefighter Union 321. They put out a statement last night saying they want the city to start negotiating on a new contract. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Wattles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
There's still plenty of warm weather on the way, so make sure that you keep it cool all summer long and phone Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine to take advantage of their incredible $59 air conditioning tune and clean special. That's right. For just $59, the professionals at Building Waters will make sure that your AC unit is in perfect shape all season long. They're your one-stop shop, so give them a call today at 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Sunny with patchy wildfire smoke starting to thin. Highs today scrape the low 80s. Clouds increase. And by tomorrow, warm and muggy. Highs in the mid 80s. With showers and thunderstorms sparking up midday. Then we turn hot and humid. Temperatures nearing 90. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 76.
WRJN.
It's all because
your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. Your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. When evening rolls around and it's time to go to town, where do you go? To rock and roll.
It's all because your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. Your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. When evening rolls around and it's time to go to town, where do you go? To rock and roll. Where do you go? To rock and roll. Where do you go? To rock and roll.
Love these guys. The Cow Sills will be at State Fair Sunday, part of the Happy Together tour.
I saw you sitting in the rain, raindrops falling on her. She didn't seem to care. She sat there and smiled at me. Then I knew she could make me happy. Flowers in her hair.
Made me happy.
she simply caught my eye.
I love the flower girl.
She seemed so sweet and kind. She crept into my mind.
To my mind.
Suddenly the sun broke through.
News, timeless hits, WRJN, with a song for all the Harry Potter heads. From the Spoonful, do you believe in magic? WRJN.
Do you believe in magic? In a young girl's heart, how the
The station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN, congratulating the players, the coaches, and the fans of the Racine Raiders. Great season. Came up just a few points short of the championship, but we're proud that you made it that far and already looking forward to next season. Thanks to everybody who helped us bring the Raiders to their listeners, our listeners, their fans, like Rasmussen's Diamonds, Kelly Friesema of EXP Realty, Tropical Smoothie Cafe, Our Harmony Club, and Time and Again Music, and more. Thanks a bunch. Great season. Catch you next year. WRJN.
Hey, Wisconsin, are you feeling summer? Then it's time to feel cheesy with delicious fair food. Feel grand with Wisconsin's top exhibitors, from quilting to horse shows. Feel amped with live music at the Bank 5-9 Amphitheater and Main Stage. And if you're feeling gutsy, Spin City is calling your name. It's time to feel good, July 31st to August 10th, only at Wisconsin State Fair. Presented by U.S. Cellular.
When words fall short, let Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha speak for you with stunning floral arrangements. For birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, and corporate events, let their breathtaking bouquets and elegant designs set the perfect tone. Include indulgent DeBrand truffles or a signature Carrie's candle featuring relaxing scents like Wisconsin Northwoods, Ocean Breeze, or Mom's Home. Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. Enter the spacious parking lot from 75th Street just west of 30th Avenue. Open until 7 p.m. weeknights and 2 p.m. on Saturdays. Celebrate your special day with a custom cake from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Whether it's an elegant tiered wedding cake or a playful personalized birthday treat, each creation is made to order, baked with love, and crafted from the freshest, finest ingredients. Let Main Street Bakery bring a touch of sweetness to your celebration. Call 262-770-4111 today. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Home is where the heart and the care should be. Senior Helpers of Racine help your loved ones age safely, right in the comfort of their home. From Alzheimer's and Parkinson's care to companionship and personal support, Senior Helpers trained caregivers create flexible care plans tailored to your needs. With a free, no-obligation in-home interview to help families make informed choices, fostering peace of mind. There's no place like home and no team like Senior Helpers. Visit seniorhelpers.com/WI/Racine.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. During every Brewers home game at American Family Field throughout the 2025 season, fans will have the chance to win a 2025 Land Cruiser. courtesy of your Wisconsin Toyota dealers. Visit brewers.com/Toyota to enter. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
News, timeless hits, WRJN, more cowbell than any other station in town. I know, we did a survey. We hired an independent survey company. We have more cowbell than anybody else. WRJN.
I met a gentle bar of Queenie.
Yeah.
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. New information has emerged from the interview Jeffrey Epstein's imprisoned co-conspirator gave to a top Justice Department official. CBS's Katrina Kaufman.
She didn't say anything that would harm President Donald Trump. Ghislaine Maxwell said Trump never did anything in her presence that would cause concern. This was so unusual to have the Deputy Attorney General go and personally interview Ghislaine Maxwell, a convicted felon.
The family of the late Epstein accuser, Virginia Giuffre, suggests Maxwell's getting preferential treatment. Her brother, Sky Roberts, was on CBS Mornings.
For her to be moved to a minimum security prison, which essentially is for white-collar crimes, when it's been reported across the board that they made an exception for this. And so it's highly convenient that after